This is the Behind the Problem Sessions with Natalie Liu, and you're listening to Session 8. It's not me, it's them. Now, you may be hearing all of this and thinking, whoa, I am not attacking or taking revenge on anyone. I don't think that I have anything to do with what's happened. There's no distraction or diversion. I'm the victim here. Okay. This is not about taking away their responsibility. They have that whether they own it or not. The two things can coexist, though. It's possible for someone to have mistreated us and for us to also be responsible for where we weren't boundaried. And yes, where we may have been pursuing our own agenda that we didn't want to back away from, even when it became apparent that this person wasn't good for us and that we were getting hurt. Why is it important for you to believe that you have no responsibility in your life or this situation? Sometimes there's a fear that admitting even the teeniest bit of responsibility is akin to conceding to the other party, or that it means we're responsible for, air quotes, everything, or that it means we're responsible for something else from the past with someone else. When we've experienced, for example, abandonment, neglect, or abuse in childhood, we might fear that taking responsibility for something now means that we were responsible for what we experienced as a child. We weren't. No child is ever responsible. But also, even if when we can recognize things that we would do differently in adult situations, we are also never responsible for another person's abusive behavior. If any of this sounds familiar to what you're grappling with, step back from this work and use the tentative opening of this conversation as a springboard to gain professional support. Having been in this very situation myself, I know that this takes time and that you must not force you to be more ready than you are when aspects of your past need to be handled with tenderness and compassion. Is it essential for you to believe that you were not at any point a willing participant in this situation? And if so, why? Keep in mind that acknowledging, for instance, that you wanted something from this person that you thought you would get if you kept people-pleasing and they eventually felt bad enough, doesn't take away from whatever they did. For example, wanting to be loved or to feel safe and secure doesn't give someone the right to exploit that. Is it important for you to believe that at no point did you want anything from this person and that you gave wholeheartedly without expectation of what to get back? If so, why? Something that most humans find difficult to grapple with is being used, but also discovering that part of why they sometimes continued in an involvement that felt imbalanced was because they thought that if they let this person take, that they would also get what they wanted out of the situation. Again, this doesn't cancel out what the other person did. What it does do is make us more aware of our intentions and motivations. We can adjust our boundaries. When we insist that we gave wholeheartedly, what we have to ask ourselves is this: if that's the case, why are we so angry and hurt? After all, if we really did give wholeheartedly, we weren't invested in an outcome and didn't need them to be, do, or give in return. Is it important for you to believe that they misled you for the entire duration of your involvement with them and that at no point did you mislead yourself? Or if you did, it's because they said or did something. If so, why? When we retrace our steps after we've experienced an unwanted outcome, it's not unusual to feel discomforted by the realization that at some point we made a split second or possibly ongoing decision to ignore our intuition and gut, or to suppress and repress the truth. We often find that part of why they had airtime to mislead us is because we weren't actually being truthful with ourselves. Again, this doesn't make us responsible for their stuff. What it does offer us clues about is what was going on within us at the time. Sometimes we want to be in the fantasy for a while because then we don't have to deal with something else. And at the time, we think we can handle it, or that it's the perfect solution. never imagining that this is where we will be further down the line, or imagining that our future self will iron it out. Acknowledging our part in a situation, no matter how teeny tiny that might be, is what liberates us from a painful problem and pattern. It allows us to regain our sense of power in our life because we choose something that basically signals that we're taking command of ourselves and how we want to feel and continue feeling. It doesn't change the fact that we are, for example, the victim of someone's behavior or thoughtlessness. But we are no longer self-defining on these because we regain our boundaries, sense of self, and in turn, our freedom. See you in the final session.